Well, hello, everybody. It's the weekend eve. Is that even a thing? Well, I've just made it so. I think Thursdays is the new Friday for some people anyway. I seem to come across a lot of people that no longer work on a Friday and they do short weeks by extending their hours during the day. Not me. I still have to work tomorrow. 250 emails I came back to this morning after being off for 3 days. That's ridiculous. Never mind. I can't grumble. I had a lovely 3 days in Spain. And now I'm back in sunny Surrey. Yes, it's been a little bit chilly today, not significantly. It's been okay, but the sun has been shining. Spring has definitely sprung, even though technically we're still in winter. But never mind. There we go. How are we all? Are we okay today? I hope you have had a good day. I hope you've had a good week. I hope you've got nice plans for the weekend. I don't think I've got any plans this weekend, to be honest. I could talk about doing some more painting in my hallway because I haven't touched the painting for a couple of weeks, despite the fact that I keep saying I'm going to do it. That's kind of where my head is at right now. But I don't know. We'll see how the mood takes me. But no plans, which is actually quite nice sometimes. Thursday night. What do we have on a Thursday night? Let me think. It is, of course, another episode of Dangerous Assignment. Dun, dun, dun. Yes. And this time we are searching for missing Japanese weapons with an episode first broadcast on the 6th of February, 1950.
Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell.
You sent for me, Commissioner?
Yes, sit down, Steve. I suppose you heard about Bill Thorne.
Yeah, they pulled his body out of a river in eastern Panama.
That's right. Bill was one of our best agents and one of your best friends, Steve. I figured you'd want to take over his assignment.
I do.
You've got it as of right now, and I'll give you the background quickly. Ruth, how about Steve's credentials?
I've got them already, Commissioner. Steve can pick them up at my desk.
Good. Here's a setup, Steve. Shortly before the Japanese surrender, an entire boatload of Japanese weapons disappeared. We have reason to think they're hidden somewhere in Panama, and that whoever has them is willing to sell to the highest bidder.
How many weapons are involved?
Enough to equip 3 divisions.
Well, Bill Thorne must have been getting warm.
Yes, that's obviously why he got killed. Steve, we can't afford to have a hidden cache of weapons that close to the canal.
Who do I work with down there?
Lieutenant Perez of the National Police in Panama City.
Any other contacts who might help me?
One. His name is Emil Fager. He owns a large plantation down there. Quite an influential man.
Can we trust him?
In this business, who knows? But he has done several favors for us in the past.
When does my plane leave?
30 minutes. Steve, I don't need to tell you about the danger involved. They've already killed Bill Thorne. They'll be gunning for you, too. As usual, you'll pose as a foreign correspondent. Actually, your job is to find those weapons.
Yeah, and find out who killed Bill Thorne.
Yes. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment, Steve. Good luck.
The National Broadcasting Company welcomes back to the air Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell, colorful, two-fisted government agent. At all those places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another Dangerous Assignment. Steve Mitchell is en route to Panama City by plane. Meanwhile, on a plantation in eastern Panama, near the forbidding and sinister Darien country, 2 men sit hunched over a powerful radio receiver.
Steve Mitchell departed United States for Panama City. Believe he's taking over job of his late friend.
That does not surprise me, Guerrero. I did not think they would let the matter of the weapons drop.
We will try to give Mitchell the same reception here in Panama that we gave his friend Bill Thorne.
Yes. You know what to do, Correro. At the first opportunity.
Lieutenant Perez, I'm Steve Mitchell from the United States. Here are my credentials.
Mm-hmm. See, Senor Mitchell. They appear to be in order. You've just arrived?
Yeah. My plane landed about a half an hour ago.
Please, sit down, Senor.
Thanks. Say, is it always this hot in Panama?
Oh, no, Senor. It gets much hotter than this.
Great.
I presume you wish information about Senor Bill Thorne?
That's right.
Well, I'm afraid there is very little I can tell you, Senor. Thorne's body was recovered from a river in the Darien country in eastern Panama.
Was he already dead when he was pulled out of the river?
No, not quite, but he lasted only a few seconds more.
Look, was he able to say anything at all about what had happened?
No, Senor. He only mumbled something about San Miguel. Then he died.
San Miguel? What did he mean?
Well, I do not know, Senor. It is very mystifying. However, there is an Indian village called San Miguel inland in the Darien region. Here, it is at this point on the map.
How would I go about getting to San Miguel?
Oh, Senor, that is very bad country.
What do you mean?
Well, the Darien country to the east, it is very wild. One can travel only by train or boat. And the Indians are very savage. Many people who enter that country are never seen again.
It wasn't an Indian who killed Bill Thorne. But you still haven't told me how to get to San Miguel.
Then you are determined to go?
Of course.
In that case, I will accompany you. Now, let me see. I think we should notify Senor Fager of our intentions.
Fager?
Si. We will journey up this river, and here we will pass through land which is owned by him.
Oh.
It is customary to notify him when someone undertakes such a trip.
Would that be Emil Fager?
Si, Emil Fager. Why, do you know him, Senor?
I know of him. Matter of fact, I was told I might contact him for help.
Oh, he has always been very cooperative about such things. Yes, we will go see him. He happens to be here in Panama City at present. He is staying at the International Hotel.
Where's that?
On the Cinco de Mayo Plaza in the center of town. We can walk there.
In this heat?
Oh, but, Senor...
Yeah, I know. It gets much hotter than this.
Ah. I thought we would find Senor Fager here in the lobby. That is he, the fat gentleman sitting in that chair by the window.
Oh, yeah. He believes in service. I wish I had a guy to fan me.
See, that is Senor Fager. Good afternoon, Senor.
Lieutenant Perez. But I fail to see anything good about the afternoon, sir, with this infernal heat.
Well, you should be accustomed to it by now, Senor.
Oh, I seem to feel it more when I come into town, Senor. On my plantation, it doesn't bother me. But here, I must take Pepito and his fan wherever I go. Pepito, turn around. Fan the gentleman.
Senor, I would like to introduce Senor Steve Mitchell, a correspondent from the United States.
Delighted to make your acquaintance, sir.
Mr. Fager?
Well, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Senor Mitchell desires to see some of the Darien country. I have offered to take him up the river with me.
The Darien country? Oh, you're an adventurous man, Mr. Mitchell. That region is not generally considered to be suitable for an outing.
So I'm told. I understand you have a plantation somewhere up there.
Oh, see, on this edge of the region, it's fairly civilized there, but beyond lies territory that not even I have ever set foot in. Pepito, you are lagging. Faster, faster.
You know, this is the closest thing to a breeze I've felt since I left home.
As we will be passing through your land part of the way, I thought I should ask your permission, Senor Fager.
Good answer, of course. Glad to have you, gentlemen. At least that portion of your journey will be safe. Would you like me to send one of my men with you?
I don't think that'll be necessary, Mr. Fager. Thanks just the same.
Oh, at least let me put one of my boats at your disposal.
Well, you are most kind, Senor.
Not at all, Lieutenant. As you know, I am always willing to cooperate with the authorities in anything at all. Anything at all.
Wow. It isn't getting any cooler, Perez.
No, Senor. As you see, the streets are nearly deserted this time of day. Everyone seeks refuge from the heat.
Yeah. I noticed that this street wasn't exactly crowded. Hey, here's a doorway. Let's get out of the sun a minute, eh?
Of course, Senor.
What do you know?
What is it, Senor?
Wouldn't you know it? 10 degrees hotter than a Turkish bath, and some joker builds a chimney on his house.
Chimney? But, Senor, there are no chimneys in Panama City.
No. Look out in the middle of the street. See the shadow of that building across the way?
Oh, that is no chimney, Senor. chimneys do not move.
Hey, that's a man up there on the roof.
He's got a knife. Get down, get down. It hit the door right over your head.
Yeah. 2 inches lower and I'd have gotten a haircut the hard way.
Yeah. Did you get a look at him?
Just a glimpse of his face.
The roofs are close together in this part of the city. He could be a block away by now.
Yeah.
Well, senor, it would appear someone objects to your presence in Panama City.
That doesn't surprise me much. Well, come on, Perez. Let's get outfitted and start that trip up the river to San Miguel. You know, this is not exactly like boating on the Potomac, Perez. Look at that jungle. I'd sure hate to get lost in there.
Oh, it is an easy thing to do, Senor Mitchell. The only trails in there are made by the Indians, and they are well concealed.
You say the Indians in this area are hostile?
Most of them. There isn't any intrusion on what they consider their country. And, of course, the Indians are not the only danger in there.
No?
There are always the snakes.
Snakes?
Oh, yes, senor. This jungle is full of them. Many varieties, but most of them are quite deadly.
Oh, fine.
Well, we should be getting close to San Miguel. We have but a few more hours of daylight, and because of the rocks, it is very dangerous to navigate the river at night.
Well, I'm not hankering to be out in this stuff at night. These mosquitoes don't help things either.
Mitchell, someone is shooting at us from the jungle.
Get down in the boat.
You see where it came from?
See where it came from? I can't even see where we're going.
We must keep control of the boat.
Yeah. As soon as he shoots again, I'll take a quick look over the side and see where we're going. Hey, that went right through the boat. Look, Perez, it doesn't matter where we're going. This boat's a death trap. I think we'd better slip over into the water on the other side of the boat here. We'll be a little more sheltered that way.
Si, senor. Look out. Huh? That rock ahead of us.
Yeah, get clear. Get clear.
Oh, the boat is done for. Into the water.
Okay. Yeah. Perez. Perez, where are you?
Right here, senor.
You okay?
Si.
Try to swim underwater. Head for the other bank. Perez. Where'd the slug hit you?
In the shoulder.
Here. Let me get my arm under you.
Mitchell, don't try to save me. You are making a target of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here. Okay.
Yeah.
Get my arm under you now.
But Mitchell...
Shut up and relax. I'm going to try something behind this rock.
Oh. Senor, I'm getting weaker.
Hold on, Perez. Just a little longer. There. We made it. Good. This rock will shelter us from Trigger Boy for the time being. How you doing, Perez?
Oh, I'm afraid I've lost quite a little blood, senor.
Well, wad up your shirt and hold it over the wound.
See?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I can touch bottom here. Look, just lay over on my shoulder and I'll carry you out of the water.
All right.
Here we go. We're going to be exposed for a second or two, but we can't help it. There. I don't think he can spot us in this underbrush. How far do you think we are from this village of San Miguel?
Oh, it can only be a mile or two.
Good. Okay. Come on, get up on my back now.
Oh, no, senor. Please do not try to carry me. Leave me here and send help for me.
Oh, fine. I'm sure the snakes around here would love to see you.
But you cannot carry me all that way.
Well, I'll admit playing piggyback with a sniper after us isn't my idea of fun. But at least we've got the river between us. Come on now. Here, up you go.
Yeah.
Can you see the village yet, Perez?
See, it is in that clearing just ahead.
Good. This is sure the longest mile I've ever walked in my life. Yeah, I see it now. Hey, All the huts are up on stilts. Looks like we've got a reception committee coming towards us.
The man in front, I think he is their chief. We had better stop here at the edge of the clearing.
Okay. I'll put you down here.
Yeah.
There. Can you stand all right?
Yes. Senor Mitchell.
Yeah?
for bringing me to safety. I... Gracias, senor.
Here they come.
Silencio!
What you want, senores?
Some help for my friend here and some information.
You come as friends?
Yes. Believe me, Chief, we're in no position to do harm to anyone right now.
Blas!
Si.
Have that one's wound cared for.
Si. Can you walk, senor?
Si.
Come with me.
I'll check with you in a couple of minutes, Perez.
Si, senor.
Thank you, Chief.
What you want to ask me, senor?
Chief, a friend of mine was killed near here a few days ago. His name was Thorne, Bill Thorne.
I remember him.
Well, he came to see you?
Si, senor.
Why?
He wanted to ask me about Mystery of San Miguel.
Mystery of San Miguel? Well, I guess he got killed trying to find out what that mystery was. I've taken over for him. Now, what can you tell me about it?
2-3 years ago, 20 my best men walk into jungle. Disappear. Never see again.
They disappeared without a trace?
Si, senor.
Oh, why did they go into the jungle?
White man offer them job working for him in mine in jungle.
A mine? You know who the white man was?
No, senor.
Is the mine around here anywhere?
Si. It's down river not far from here. But mine is deserted.
Look, would you furnish me a guide who could take me to that mine?
Si. I will send Blas. He is best man I have.
Thanks, Chief. I'd like to start right now. I'd hate to be trying this alone, Blas. You can't even see these trails from 10 feet away.
Si, senor. We keep them well concealed. We do not wish enemies to use them.
You have any idea what kind of work these men from your village were doing at this mine we're heading for?
No, senor. Once I saw some of them going downriver on a large boat.
Could you see what was on the boat?
Big boxes.
Big boxes, huh? Yeah, that could have been the weapons.
Aye, here we are, senor.
What?
Here's the mine.
Where? I don't see anything.
Right over there, senor.
Is that it?
Si.
No wonder I couldn't see it. It's all blown over with underbrush. Sure haven't been operating for a long time. Here, I'll take a look. Hey, the shaft's completely caved in. No chance of finding out what's down there now, I guess.
Senor.
Huh?
The birds.
What?
We are being followed.
What? Are you sure about that?
I am sure.
What was that?
Stand still, senor. Now I see him.
Who?
Look, over against that tree.
Holy smoke, what's that?
Iguana, senor.
What?
Iguana, a giant lizard.
You call that thing a lizard? It's 5 feet long.
Si, si.
Look at him go.
Si, senor.
Brother, remind me never to spend a vacation here. Well,
Wait. Birds do not stop singing for iguana. Listen.
Yeah, I hear it. Someone coming through the brush.
Senor, you get over behind that tree. I will lie beside the trail here with my machete.
Okay. Can you see anything?
See. He's a man. He's carrying a rifle.
Probably the same sniper.
Shh, quiet. There it comes.
No!
See?
Brother, you sure made short work of him, Blas.
He would have made short work of us.
Yeah. Hey, I recognize his face. That's the guy who chucked a knife at me in Panama City yesterday afternoon.
You know this man?
No. But here, maybe this... Something here in his pockets that'll give us a lead on who he is. Just this picture.
A picture of himself?
Yeah. That girl he's with isn't bad either. Well, come on, Blas. Let's get back to the village. Look, I'm going to ask the chief if I can keep you with me to help me take Perez back to Panama City.
I've got to get back there and make out my report.
Steve's report's coming in from Panama City, Commissioner.
Good. Let's have it, Ruth.
Here you are.
Great job you sent me on, Commissioner. Today, to have had a knife thrown at me, been shot at, and nearly drowned. Good Lord.
You know, that guy can get into trouble easier than anyone I know.
Even the lizards are chasing me.
He's just irresistible, I guess.
Perez wounded, but not seriously. Mm-hmm. Located mine, which looked like promising hiding place for weapons, till I found it been deserted for years.
Here's the rest of it.
I'm back in Panama City with Perez now. On our way over to the International Hotel to notify Emil Fager about the loss of his boat. We'll keep you informed.
We are very sorry about the loss of your boat, Senor Fager.
Nonsense. It was unavoidable, Lieutenant. And I have other boats. You were both very fortunate to escape with your lives, gentlemen.
You can say that again, Mr. Fager. But at least that river was cool.
Where did you say this incident occurred, Senor Perez?
Oh, about 20 miles past your plantation, Senor.
Yes. That's bad country up there. Makes a perfect hiding place for outlaws and cutthroats. Any idea why that sniper should be shooting at the two of you, sir?
No, none.
Must have been a nasty wound you got, Senor Perez.
See, my shoulder still pains, but it is much better now.
Come on, Perez, we better be going. Thanks. I'll see you later, Fager. And thanks again for the use of the boat.
Oh, you're quite welcome, sir. It is just unfortunate your adventure had such a disastrous ending. But do not hesitate to call on me again if you need anything.
Thank you.
I looked up the registration papers on the deserted mine as you requested, Senor Mitchell.
What'd you find out?
Well, it was owned by Manuel Carrero, and the foreman was Eduardo Avila.
Either of those names mean anything to you?
No, not that of Manuel Carrero. But I do know Avila. He has been arrested several times this last year on charges of drunkenness. He frequents the bars on the Avenida Central.
Good. Let's go over there and see if we can run him down.
There is Avila, Senor Mitchell, over at the corner table with the woman.
Ah, well, our luck's good, Perez, finding him in the third bar we tried. Hey, Who's that girl he's with?
I do not know, Senor. She is just a Blue Moon Queen.
A what?
Blue Moon Queen. That is what we call them here, girls who frequent these bars and get men to buy drinks for them. Why do you ask, Senor?
Because she happens to be in the picture I took out of the dead sniper's pocket.
What? Are you sure of that?
Take a look at it. Here.
See, you are right.
Come on.
Eduardo Avila.
What do you want?
As you know, I am Lieutenant Perez of the police.
What has Eduardo done?
I will ask the question, senorita.
I've done nothing.
Were you not once the foreman of a mine up the river near the edge of the Darien country?
That mine has not been operated for years.
What kind of a mine was it?
Why don't you leave me alone? All the time the police, they arrest me, lock me up. Why don't you leave me alone? All I want is to be left alone.
Avila, come back here.
Let him go for now, Perez. I want to talk to the little lady here.
What you want with me?
Take a look at this picture. Who's that man with you?
I do not know.
Come on, quit stalling.
I tell you, I do not know.
Senorita, allow me to point out, if you do not tell us, I will have to arrest you. I believe you are acquainted with our jail. I'm certain you would not like to return. Now, who is the man in that picture with you?
Carrero.
What? Let's have that again.
Manuel Carrero.
Mitchell.
Yeah. Thanks, senorita. Come on, Perez.
Senor Mitchell, Manuel Carrero was the man who was listed as the owner of that mine.
Yeah. The same guy who threw a knife at me and was shooting at us in the river. I wish he'd lived long enough to fill in a few details.
After you, senor.
Thanks.
What do you think of this foreman we just talked to, Avila? He impresses me as a man who knows something he is drinking to forget.
Yeah. I wonder if he's trying to forget those 20 natives who disappeared from San Miguel. You know, all of this seems to tie into that mine. Have you still got those registration papers on it?
See, in my office.
Good. I want to take a look at them.
Here are the papers on the mine, senor. As you see, Carrero is listed as the owner, Avila is foreman. But now that Carrero is dead, I'm afraid...
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
What's this?
Oh, that is a map of the area surrounding the mine and a diagram of the mine. It is required by law to...
Hey.
What is it, senor?
Take a look at this diagram. See? Here's the mine shaft indicated here.
Hmm? The one you discovered to be caved in.
Yeah. But look over here. Right around the bend of the river.
Another entrance to the mine.
Yeah, a side door. Look, can you get me another boat?
Why, of course, but...
That Indian guide Blas is still here in Panama City, too.
Senor Mitchell, you think the weapons are stored in that mine after all?
I don't know. That's what I'm going back up the river to find out.
We are very near to the shore, senor.
Yeah, Blas. I'm keeping the boat in as close as I can. I don't want to miss that mine entrance. We should be getting warm, according to this map. Look, there's the bend in the river just ahead.
Yes, senor, I see the entrance. What? Right over there, in the side of the river bank.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Brother, you'd never spot that in a million years unless you knew right where it is. It's all covered with underbrush.
See?
Okay. Tie up to that branch. We'll take a look.
See? See? There.
Okay, come on. Well, here we are.
It's very dark in town.
Yeah. I got a flashlight. I'll go first. It's a cinch this part of the mine hasn't been abandoned for years. Look at the footprints in the dirt. Wait a minute. The tunnel takes a turn to the left here.
See, it is widening out a little, senor.
Yeah, I think... Hold it. Holy smoke. Look at that. Rifles, machine guns, grenades. The works. Well, I've got to hand it to Carrero. He picked a good hiding place. Let's have a look.
Senor, look. Huh? Look on the ground there. Bones, they're all around us.
Yeah. Skeletons. A lot of them. Yeah, I guess that solves the mystery of San Miguel, Blas. 20 men from your village walked into the jungle and disappeared. 20 men who were hired to bring the weapons here and then were killed to shut their mouths.
One of those skeletons, senor, once was my brother.
I didn't know that, Blas. I'm sorry.
Senor,
hmm?
Somebody is in this mine with us.
I'll douse the light.
Your light is not necessary. I will furnish the illumination. No, no. Stand quite still, both of you.
Well, Emil Fager, complete with gun.
At your service, Mitchell. Or should I say, you are at mine.
So you're the big boy in the deal, huh?
I knew it was only a question of time until you discovered this entrance to the mine, Mitchell. So I thought it expedient to await you here and give you the reception you so richly deserve.
Manuel Carrera was just fronting for you with the mine, huh?
He was an employee of mine, and a very inefficient one, as it turns out. Ah, stay close together. I want to keep you both in the beam of my flashlight.
This man, senor.
Yes, Blas?
He is the one who killed the men of my village and my brother.
That's right. He's the one, Blas.
Wait, you. Stay where you are. Stand back, I say.
Watch out, Blas. He'll shoot.
What happens to me does not matter.
Get back. Drop that machete.
I avenge my dead brother. What?
Throw your machete. Throw it. You knocked the gun out of his hand. I've got it.
Oh, let go of me, Mitchell. You
sure?
Let go of your right. Now.
You okay, Blas?
See, this wound is nothing. Just my leg.
Well, this is the second time you've saved my life, Blas. I hope it's the last time. Believe me, I don't want to make a habit of it.
Senor, this man, Fager, it would give me great pleasure to kill him.
Yes, I know how you feel. But at least he's going to be out of circulation from now on. He's out of the weapon-selling business for good. Well, I guess this puts a new twist on an old saying.
What is that, senor?
He who lives by the sword shall perish, by the machete. Oh, come on, Blas. Let's get out of here.
You have just heard the first in an exciting new adventure series, Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Dunleavy as Steve Mitchell. Dangerous Assignment is written by Bob Reif, with music by Bruce Ashley and directed by Bill Karn. Be with us next week at this time when Brian Dunleavy, starring as Steve Mitchell, will embark on another Dangerous Assignment. Fred Allen visits Bob Hope. Be sure to hear them tomorrow on NBC.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoy the latest episode of Dangerous Assignment. Dun, dun, dun. I will be back again tomorrow from 6 p.m. GMT for some more fabulous stories to get you through whatever you are doing when you listen to my podcasts. Who knows? Who knows? I tend to listen to them on an evening very often when I'm trying to drift off to sleep. So whether you're doing that or whether you're doing something else, I hope you enjoyed it anyway. Don't forget, you can check out my podcast page at patreon.com/foxyafterdark. Can't wait to catch up with you all tomorrow. Same time, same place. In the meantime, stay safe, guys. Always be kind. Love you all.